I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to tell you now my greatest idea. If the NFL wants to steal it, they can. I just want the credit for it. Just want to be credited with the guy with the idea. Okay, so I will leave this up to Anthony Pierno, Shep NBA, and Alex Perlman to be the deciding votes on this, whether this is the greatest idea of how to change the NFL draft. And I know what you're saying to me. The NFL draft gets record ratings. The NFL draft gets as many viewers as NBA finals games. The NFL draft gets as many viewers as 2.5 World Series games, it seems like. Why do they have to change it? You know why they have to change it? Because this idea is so awesome, you're going to love it. I debuted this the other day in for DA. So if you heard it before on the network, it's okay. Okay, so gentlemen, I'm asking you, Shep NBA, I'm asking you and AP to be able to be the give deciding votes here. We have all 32 teams with their tables set up in the room. And the NFL decides who are, for the first night, who are our ranked top 32 prospects. And they bring out, let's say it's the number one prospect in the draft is Quinnen Williams, who, by the way, Anthony, I believe your Jets got the best player in the draft.
Some people have said that, yes.
Of any player that I know from college football, if you just tell me, who would I feel safest about saying this guy's going to have a great career? It would be Quinnen Williams. So I think your Jets did the right thing. Didn't take trade offers or anything like that to jump out of there. They should feel good. All 32 NFL teams in a room. And they've got a computer monitor in front of them. And they say, ladies and gentlemen, Quinnen Williams out of Alabama. NFL teams, you're on the clock. You have 2 minutes to submit your bid. Now, every NFL team goes into it. And for this discussion, I'm going to say, let's say they have 15 to 20 million, whatever number you want to put on it, 20 million. Let's say 20, just keep it even. They have $20 million in cap space to allocate to rookies. So they say, here's Quinnen Williams, Alabama. NFL teams, you have 2 minutes to submit your bid. And every team submits a dollar amount bid to secure the services of Quinnen Williams. And then once the clock runs out, the computer system finds the best bid and says, ladies and gentlemen, we have a winning bid. With the first pick in the NFL draft, the Baltimore Ravens have secured the rights to Quinnen Williams with a bid of blank. And that dollar comes off their tote board. And then on your screen, they can show you at any time how much your team has left of their rookie salary pool. And then ladies and gentlemen, Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray out of Oklahoma, NFL teams, submit your bids. Privately, everybody submits a silent bid. It goes electronically. Ladies and gentlemen, with the second pick in the NFL draft, the Washington Redskins have secured the rights to Kyler Murray. He goes off the board. We see the tote board of how much they spent. And then the NFL tote board comes out with which teams have the most available money. And teams have to play a poker game with the first 32 picks in the draft. Gentlemen, feel free to give me honest feedback. Shep NBA. I'm telling everybody your Twitter handle so everybody knows that you know more than NBA. So Shep NBA, what do you think of my idea?
Well, I like it for the simple fact that it's not passé, and it rewards teams on merit.
There's no tanking.
Right, exactly. Not on losing seasons, which there it was a... I mean, what? That's been, going on the last 25, 30 years?
Yep. There's no tanking.
Right.
There's no tanking because everybody has the same chance to secure the rights to the best players.
To be honest with you, JK, let's take this a step further. Because your Sixers did this for, what, 25 years, it seems like?
I mean, it seems like, yeah. You know what, though? They had the best coach for it. Because if you want to lose games, Brett Brown is a great coach to have.
God, did he steal five jobs of yours? Man, you lay into this guy like no one I've ever seen.
It's terrible. Dog catcher.
But I like it, JK.
The dog catcher in Dubuque would be a perfect job for Brett Brown. Go on. So what else do you like? Anthony Pierna, what do you like?
Well,
you like it or not?
Yeah, I mean, it's similar to what MLB does with its draft of the International Amateur Free Agency.
For the international one,
each
correct.
Each team, they have a specific amount of salary allocated towards signing the rookies, and then
right.
that salary could be traded in
and you can trade
slots.
And you can trade salary. You can trade salary within this process. You would be able to trade salary, if you wish, in deals. But the idea is that unlike the Major League Baseball one, this is televised live like a game show. And the prime time, can you imagine this? Can you imagine if every team in the NFL had a chance to get Quinnen Williams the other night? Can you imagine if every team in the NFL had a chance to draft Kyler Murray? And you weren't just the team that had the worst season. And then strategy-wise, you have to decide how badly do we need a quarterback? How badly do we need a D-tackle? How badly do we need a left tackle? This would be even more highly rated than the NBA, than the NFL draft is now. It sounds like you guys gave it thumbs up. I mean, you gave thumbs up in some manner, right? I mean, you both like the idea.
Thumbs up.
Okay. We're going to let you chime in, too, at 855-212-4CBS. Alex Perlman, did you hear my idea there, or were you busy entertaining another New York radio station?
I heard the very tail end of it.
Okay, so it's a game show.
Right.
Every NFL team has the same amount of money allotted every year to their rookie cap, to their rookie pool. And the NFL identifies the top 32 prospects, or maybe the top 40 prospects for opening night of the draft. And they put the player out there on the stage, and every NFL team has a right to submit a bid to try to secure that player's services for a dollar amount. The computer behind the scenes, once the clock stops, finds the highest bid, and then the commissioner reveals which NFL team just purchased the rights.
So it's a silent auction.
Yes. Silent auction. It's not like, hey,
I think that would almost be more fun.
No, that'd be hard, though.
I know.
That'd be hard on television. That would be a little hard on TV, but that would be the greatest television game show ever.
I think that's a very interesting call. I don't know what it does for the competitive balance of the league, but I think it would be more fun to watch.
Well, I mean, it depends on what how badly do you need a quarterback? How badly do you need that stud wide receiver? How badly do you need that left tackle? How much are you willing to spend?
Yeah.
And the drama that goes on with it. I just love the idea of that every team, tanking means nothing. You can, if you tank, it doesn't give you any better chance to get the best talent in the game.
Well, I certainly think that the regular season would be better for it.
I do.
In every sport, to be honest with you.
I don't like, I hate the fact that you get celebrated for losing.
Tanking sucks.
It really does.
I don't think anybody likes tanking.
And I'm a Sixers fan, and it sucks.
Yeah.
It stunk watching them. And now I know that the coach who led them to all those losses, well, he's still leading them to all those losses. Gotta love it. Brett Brown. Again, couldn't lead a bachelor party to a strip club. Just being honest with you. Really, really tired of the Brett Brown thing.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.